Good morning. It's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Baltimore Mayor Rawlings Blake announced overnight the planned dispersal of an encampment of homeless persons along the Fallsway will not go ahead on August 8th. That decision came hours after 34 organizations which provide services to the homeless called for a moratorium on clearing encampments until permanent housing is found for those pushed out. It all follows the clearing of an encampment near Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard a month ago on a few days' notice and no arrangements for housing those who had been living there. With us to discuss the situation is Antonia Fasanelli, Executive Director of the Homeless Persons Representation Project and a member of the board of Journey Home, the board that advises the mayor on homelessness. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's start with the clearing of that encampment on June 26th. Very briefly, what happened?
Sure. So on June 26th, the city came in and began dismantling a relatively small encampment of homeless people, about 8 or 9 homeless people who had set up temporary tents along Martin Luther King Boulevard in a confined area. And the city, without any notice to the homeless services provider community, except for one provider, came in and destroyed those homes without providing any place for the people who were living in the encampment to go. As a result, several folks in the encampment were left with no choice but simply to go across the street and set up a new tent there or to scatter.
What happened to the possessions of the people who had been encamped?
For the folks who were living in the encampment, some of them were able to bring their possessions with them. They were given an opportunity to carry them with them. But from a simple common sense perspective, this encampment destruction wasted money, time, resources, and absolutely accomplished nothing. The people who were living in the encampment who were homeless on June 25th continued to be homeless on June 26th. And that is really the absurdity of what happened here.
Is there a procedure for how an encampment, if it needs to be cleared, how it's supposed to happen?
Well, let me put it this way, Sheila. The city committed over a year ago to provide housing to people who are homeless across the city. It was the understanding of all the service providers that that commitment meant that anyone who was living on the street would have an opportunity to move into some kind of permanent housing with supportive services. That commitment that the city made is part of a national movement to ensure that we have housing for all homeless people across the country. And it's a very effective housing model called Housing First.
The first referring to put somebody in a home before you worry about whether or not they have an addiction problem or what other problems they have.
That's exactly right. And actually, when they move into the housing unit, you treat either the addiction or the mental health issue once they move into the apartment. The Journey Home Board made the commitment and adopted that.
Journey Home is the name that the city gives to its effort to make homelessness brief and rare.
That's exactly right. And there is a board that oversees the city's 10-year plan to end homelessness. And so that board committed to Housing First to ensure that all homeless people in the city had immediate access to housing and supportive services. Destroying an encampment is counterproductive to that particular approach. In fact, it completely undermines the approach of providing housing and supportive services to people who are homeless.
That's Antonia Fasanelli here on WYPR Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. She's executive director of the Homeless Persons Representation Project, and we're talking about how the city handles encampments of homeless people on public land. We reached out to city officials to discuss the reasons for the closure in June. We were told no one could speak with us. WBAL interviewed Jacqueline Duval Harvey, who's director of the Mayor's Office of Human Services, amid the traffic on Martin Luther King Avenue during the closure. She said it was in response to concerns from nearby residents.
We have complaints from individuals that they're not safe. We have women who are saying they're afraid because they're alone, they're on the streets. This is not the way people should live.
And that was echoed in the statement the mayor's office issued last night, which said in part, quote, encampments present unsafe and unhealthy situations, both for the people residing there and for the men, women, and children who live and work nearby. Law enforcement officials regularly hear of illegal activities taking place within the encampments, and in many cases, the people residing in the encampments are the victims, end quote. What about that? Are encampments a pretty bad situation?
Certainly, it's unhealthy to have members of our community sleeping outdoors. That is a public health crisis. There's no question about that. But we have at our fingertips the solution to that public housing, that public health crisis, which is to provide housing and supportive services to people who are sleeping on the streets. The reality is the city recognizes that that is the solution to homelessness. And in fact, the city has committed resources to provide the housing and the supportive services to people who are sleeping on the street. All we are saying is let's focus on that solution and let's not undermine that particular solution by also turning around and destroying the meager homes that people have while they are waiting to get the housing resources that the city has committed.
Well, basic legal question. Are homeless encampments legal?
Well, let's look about it this way. Baltimore City, like many cities across the U.S., does not have enough emergency shelter and transitional housing for all the people who are homeless in the community. In fact, we don't even have enough affordable housing for people who are homeless. So as a result, where are people going to go? They can't go on private property, so they're going to go on public land, which is what happened with the encampment on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and happens with other encampments around the city. They have no choice but to set up a small community there until the city provides the response that it committed to provide over a year ago, which is permanent housing.
I was struck by the Baltimore Bruce coverage of the meeting that the board you serve on, the board of Journey Home, the board that's to advise the mayor on homelessness. You met, I guess, last week.
That's correct.
And from the Bruce coverage, there was a lot of discussion about homeless vouchers and whether the city, why the city was not using them. Briefly, catch us up on that. What are homeless vouchers and how many are being used?
Certainly. So the vouchers that sometimes are referred to as homeless vouchers are just regular Section 8 or housing choice vouchers that the housing authority has available as part of its broader pool of vouchers for the community. The Housing Authority of Baltimore City actually committed 7 years ago to providing about 500 vouchers to people who were homeless in Baltimore City, basically setting aside a pool of vouchers for people who were homeless in the city. A couple years ago, the Housing Authority increased that commitment to 650 vouchers. So those are the vouchers that we're talking about at the Journey Home meeting. And what happened at the meeting last week was the Housing Authority shared that despite its commitment of 650 vouchers for people who are homeless, it had not received referrals from the Mayor's Office of Human Services for all of those vouchers. From its perspective, it had vouchers that were being unused.
How many?
So it reported last week about 50 vouchers that were being unused, 50 or 60 vouchers that were being unused. Yesterday, we learned that there are still about 44 vouchers for which the Housing Authority has not received referrals from the Mayor's Office of Human Services.
Why is there, first of all, how do those numbers compare to the number that we estimate are sleeping rough in the city? How many people are sleeping on the streets? And could these vouchers actually cover all these people?
Sure. So the last time Baltimore City provided a count of homeless people in Baltimore City, it counted about 330 chronically homeless people living on the street. And that was in January of 2015. That certainly is an undercount, but for our purposes today, it's about 330. What we also have learned recently from the city is that it has surveyed homeless people across the city, and it has identified housing resources for about 340 most vulnerable chronically homeless people in the city. That means that it has enough vouchers and enough hard unit, permanent supportive housing units for people who are chronically homeless. This essentially means that there are enough places to have housing for about 343 homeless people in the city at the moment.
Antonia, we have less than a minute left. What happens now, in your view?
The Journey Home Board very much wants to look at how we can create more affordable housing resources for people who are in the city. It's great that we have this commitment from the Housing Authority of 650 units. What we need is a comprehensive housing strategy for the city of Baltimore to make sure that we never again have situations where people are forced to live in encampments. Baltimore City has the dubious distinction of being one of the few major cities in the Mid-Atlantic region that does not have a comprehensive affordable housing strategy. DC has had one for more than 10 years. New York has one. Philadelphia has a local commitment to affordable housing. Baltimore does not.
We will keep in touch with you about this. Thank you. Antonia Fasanelli is the executive director of the Homeless Persons Representation Project. More information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Ahead, Rights for the Disabled. Stay with us on 88.1.